This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Down by two. My prediction, Scary Terry game winner. Let's go with that. Oh my God. Let's get this post game out.
You know, last post game video after the Heat lost to the Thunder, I said, "You think I'm mad now? Wait to see if the Miami Heat lose to the Washington Wizards, how mad I'm gonna get." I said, "God forbid that happens." And here we are. As the Miami Heat lose to the worst team in the league, I mean literally the worst team in the league, Washington Wizards, 110 to 108. Now, I don't think I'm going to be too mad because, frankly, I don't have the energy anymore. And as a Heat fan that's been watching this team for over a decade now, and obviously I've seen almost every game of this current core, you know, this rendition of the Miami Heat, I can't say I'm surprised. And if, like myself, you guys have also been watching this Heat team for a very long time, I don't think you could say you're surprised either, because they always play down into the competition. And then when you let a team hang around like the Miami Heat did tonight, they're always capable of getting hot and just sinking you. And that's what we saw tonight. I want to start this video with this quote from Jimmy Butler that he's just said a week ago. He said, and I quote, "If I wanted to shoot threes all year, I could. And I think I'd shoot a really good percentage. I just like running into people and seeing who's going to fall down first." Really, Jimmy Butler? A couple of things with that quote. One, you think you'd have a really high three-point percentage. Oh, that's real cute to you to say when you're shooting like 40-plus percent from three this season. But let's not forget that every year with Miami prior to this, you were barely cracking 30%, if that. Jimmy was out there bricking threes in the regular season, because we know playoff Jimmy's like prime Steph Curry 2.0. But in the regular season, Jimmy was a terrible three-point shooter. Now this season, yes, he is shooting good from three, but the reason this game reminds me of all the other bad losses that the Heat have had earlier this year is because when it comes to winning time to run an offense and make clutch plays, you got Jimmy Butler chucking up threes. Oh, so let's go back to the second part of the quote. "I just like running into people and seeing who's going to fall down first." That's true, except for the fact when it's the fourth quarter and you actually need to run into people, get to the free throw line, get easy shots. No. That's not when you like to run into people. That's when you like to chuck up threes, Jimmy Butler. It doesn't make sense to me. 0 for 4 from 3 on the night, including the missed game winner, which he might have had time to go into the paint. Whatever. That shot is honestly the least of my concerns, because he had like two other not great threes earlier in the fourth quarter that he should not have taken. His one bucket in the fourth quarter, his 2 points late is when he decided to pass up an open three, drive into the lane, and got fouled going to the bucket. Why he doesn't do that more often, I don't know. If you want to shoot threes in the first three quarters because you want to conserve your body, fine. But when it comes to the fourth quarter, that's winning time, Jimmy Butler. That's not sit at the three-point line and settle for threes. That's not what time it is. Very disappointing game from Jimmy Butler tonight. He finished with 23 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Took 20 shots. So he was more aggressive than he's been in these other games where, you know, he's taking 11, 12, 13 shots and 6 free throw attempts today for Jimmy. So not bad, but he really was not a difference maker out there. And as Miami Heat just come away with just an utterly embarrassing loss to a Wizards team who, actually, this is their second win in a row. But prior to this, they had lost 16 straight games. And if I pull up the standings real quick, their record on the road this season is 7-27. They won 7 road games prior to tonight. What an embarrassing loss. And we've seen it coming. That's why these last few videos, y'all know I've been on Eric Reed for talking about the scoreboard watching. And even today, Eric Reed said, oh, we gotta watch the scoreboards. It's March. He said, oh, the Magic lost today. Oh, let's see what the Knicks are doing. And I said, Eric Reed, it doesn't matter if you don't win your games. You don't have to scoreboard watch. Stop worrying what the other hell these teams are doing and beat the goddamn Washington Wizards at home. So stop scoreboard watching and worry about your own team. Now, this is not on Eric Reed, obviously. He's not the one out there playing. And it's his job as a commentator to keep the rest of us audience informed. But just everybody with this damn scoreboard watching is so frustrating to me because it doesn't matter if you don't take care of business. And I've been saying that after the Heat win these games, after they lose these games to good teams, and now after they lose these games to bad teams. And it's been a frustrating stretch for the Miami Heat because although they've been playing well of late before the last two, every time they played a great team, they were losing. I believe Heat vs. Haters put out the stat against the top 7 teams in the league. The Heat are like 1-12 this season. That's just the rough estimate off the top of my head. I forget the exact stat, but it's something like that. So they've been beating up on the bad teams, which fine. You can only play who's on your schedule. But now when you play the Wizards tonight and you don't take care of business, that's frustrating. If the Heat would have came away today with a 1-point win, I would have been a little annoyed. But I've been on record saying many times, I don't care if you win by 1, I don't care why if you win by 10. A win is a win at the end of the day. And tonight, the Miami Heat did not try until the game was too late. Another big concern of late is the free throw shooting. Tonight, the Miami Heat finished 12 of 18 from the free throw line. That's good for 66%. Terrible. I don't know where the hell this is coming from. They were 4th in the league in free throw shooting prior to tonight. And you know what's bad when Bam finally makes a free throw and he's throwing his hands up in the air thanking God, because that's how bad Bam Adebayo's been from the free throw line of late. Today he was 2 of 6 from the line. That's unacceptable. But Bam did have a nice little bounce back game himself. 16 points, 16 rebounds for him, 7 of 14, so you did get 50% from him. He came out very aggressive in the first quarter. You could tell this is a game that he really wanted to, you know, bounce back on because he's been so poor of late. But I say you should, Bam. You're playing a team who has no size whatsoever. They traded Daniel Gafford a week ago. They're missing Marvin Bagley tonight. They had another center that was out tonight. I forget who it is. Do they got James Wiseman? Who knows? Or Rashawn Holmes. That was it. So they're missing all their size. You should dominate tonight. I'd argue that 16 points is not enough for you, Bam, but I don't want to nitpick because I think Bam has been very bad the last few games, and I think he was fine tonight. I want to go ahead and go through the box score and talk about a little bit of these players, just share my thoughts on a lot of what we saw today. We talked about Jimmy Butler. Nikola Jovic, awesome tonight. He got another game with some pretty nice run. He got 30 minutes last game, 22 minutes tonight. He would have gotten more if he wasn't in foul trouble, had like 3 fouls in the first half. But you can tell that Spo is trying to give him some more run. A lot of that is because he doesn't trust Orlando Robinson and Thomas Bryant. And when, if eventually the Heat do get Kevin Love back, I do think Love will take a lot of those minutes from Jovic. But for Jovic in the 23 minutes tonight, I am happy with... I just got a notification. Sengun exits in a wheelchair. I hope the boy is okay. He already sold my parlay today, so I don't care if he was injured or not. But anyways, you hope Alperen Sengun's okay. But tonight, Jovic, like I said, 23 minutes, 10.6 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, a block, 3 of 6, only 1 of 4 from 3. But he did all of those Nikola Jovic things you love out there. He's really solidifying himself as that starting 4. That could change come playoff time. Maybe Spo decides to go with Caleb Martin, more of a vet, who was also really nice today. Caleb Martin tonight finished with 11.7 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. He was absolutely everywhere. That's who the Heat decided to close the game with. Instead of Jaime Jaquez, which was a bit of a surprise because Jaime's been playing so well. He had 6 and 7 tonight with 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. So they all kind of stuffed the stat sheet. But Jaime Jaquez just wasn't doing as much as Caleb Martin. So they decided to sit him out. Jaime did have one of the most impressive accidental plays of the season where he tried to throw a lob over the top to Jimmy. Hit the backboard. Shout out to Jimmy, his high IQ. His high IQ early in the game, because in the last 3 minutes of the game, I don't know where the hell Jimmy Butler's IQ goes. But yeah, they hit the backboard and Jimmy caught it and put it in. But let's get back to the starting lineup then. Duncan Robinson, 16 points. Now, he shot 5 of 16, 4 of 13 from 3, so he was pretty terrible. But he hit a couple big threes late, but then missed a couple big threes. So I don't know whether to be mad at him or not. Overall, it's annoying because he shot pretty poor, but I don't expect him to make every big shot. Now, he missed the go-ahead shots, but they wouldn't have even been in that situation if he missed the ones before that. So it's tough to judge his game tonight, but he really didn't shoot all that great. And then Terry Rozier, I did think was actually pretty nice tonight. 8 of 16 for him, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. He's continuing what has been very great play for him. Had an amazing lob today to Bam Adebayo. You love to see the ball movement, because Terry Rozier is doing things out there that Kyle Lowry hasn't done in 5 years. And as a Heat fan, it's really refreshing to watch the shiftiness of Terry, the ability to pick and roll and pick and, you know, lob and everything else that he brings to the table has been great. And it's very important because his Heat tenure started off pretty bad, but I'm very happy with what I've seen of Terry Rozier of late. There was even a Bam to Jimmy lob earlier in this game, and that was kind of fun because anytime those two connect, it's a rare sight. And it's unfortunate your two best players don't have a great synergy to them, like a Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. But hey, I like Jimmy and Bam. They don't necessarily have to play off each other directly to be one of the best duos in the NBA here. But that rounds out the Heat starting lineup. Other than that, Highsmith, like 5 minutes, he's been kind of pushed out of the rotation. I think that's a trend we'll continue to see. But Patty Mills did get 14 minutes a run. He was 3 of 7. So you like the little bit of a spark plug that Patty Mills can provide off the bench. When Tyler Hero's back, he probably won't play. But I'm fine with Patty Mills through 2 games. We're cool. And moving over to the Washington Wizards side here. Bilal Coulibaly had some pretty big shots late. 11 points for him. Denny Avdia, 16 and 10. Kyle Kuzma, 32 and 9. Corey Kispert, who is now a random scrub Heat killer Hall of Famer. I just switched back. 22 points for him, 5 rebounds and 6 assists. And Tyus Jones, 12 points, 16 assists, and 1 turnover. My God, 16 assists and 1 turnover. That's the boy that I wanted at the trade deadline. That man is good. But yeah, man, that's what happens. You let the Wizards hang around for too long. The guys got hot, and it was pretty embarrassing, the defensive effort tonight. It really was. Even giving up a monster offensive rebound to the Washington Wizards, you get out-rebounded by everyone. Now, the Heat had a couple big offensive rebounds late themselves, but too many for the Wizards, who tonight finished with let me check how many offensive boards they finished with. They finished with 6. I don't care if the Miami Heat finished with 16 offensive rebounds. Oh, wait. Miami Heat finished with 16 offensive rebounds in a game that they lost? How the hell does that happen? That's frustrating. Whew, I wasn't mad before, but I sure as hell am now. Anyways, the good news is that the Miami Heat's next game is versus, I believe it is, the Denver Nuggets on Wednesday. So they get a couple days off to think it over, and then they got to play Denver, followed by back-to-back games versus Detroit. So this could either go very poor, pretty decent. Either way, I'll be here to talk about it all, so make sure to like the video and subscribe, because it does help me out a lot, and I'm talking to you. I see the percentage of people that subscribe to this video, or the people watching this that are subscribed. It's not very many. So if you're watching this, just hit the subscribe. It's free. We're on the ground at 3,700, and I do appreciate you a lot. That being said, I'll see y'all next time. So peace out. Look, pull up in your city, trying to get that dead fest. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a headspace. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.